Bruce's booster seat. When we have infants or toddlers with us, perhaps our kids or our grandkids, and we enter a restaurant, one of the first things we do is ask if they have a high chair. Thank goodness for high chairs. I don't know who invented them or created them, but they sure serve a valuable purpose. They have an important safety role, but they also have a role to elevate the toddler to the height that will be in line with the top of the table in the restaurant. And as kids get a little bit older, we often ask for child booster seats. Consumer Reports and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommend that kids use booster seats until they are at least 4 feet 9 inches tall and 8 to 12 years of age. The other day, I had an unusual experience that sparked this podcast. I was having lunch with my good friend Bruce at Keedy's. Keedy's has been around for 67 years. It's a blast from the past restaurant, keeping its classic soda fountain where they can still order a cherry Coke. Bruce and I are sitting in a booth about to order off the menu when Bruce says that the tabletop is a little high for him. A little high, I ask Bruce. Yes, a little high, retorts Bruce, who just recently celebrated his 86th birthday. I feel that the tabletop is a little too high, he repeats. What do you mean that the tabletop is a little too high, I ask. Bruce stretches his arms into the air and then flops down his elbows on the restaurant's table in our booth, while at the same time grimacing, his face showing his distaste. He adds, my arms are too high up. I don't feel totally comfortable. At this point, I look Bruce directly in the eyes and mutter quietly, Bruce, you need a booster. Almost at the same time, our waitress comes by to take our food order. Before we can say a word about what food we want, I blurt out to the waitress, my friend Bruce needs a booster. Do you have one? Whereupon the waitress is a little taken aback, but to her credit, she treats the request as a serious one and one that is not that unusual. Nevertheless, she responds with, I'm sorry, but I don't believe we have a booster for you. To see Bruce's face at this point is to see a disappointed, dejected man. Immediately, my natural instincts to be helpful to a good friend kick in. So I ask the waitress if these tabletops are a little high, or is the height of the table normal? She says that as far as she knows, the table heights are normal. Then I ask if she could possibly get us a booster so that the next time we come in, there will be one available. She says, let me get the manager. The manager comes over, and she could not have been nicer. She quickly understands the situation and puts her arms around Bruce and says that she will get a booster so that the next time he comes into Keedy's, he will have a booster seat available for him. A smile comes across Bruce's face. I had never thought about it before, but an elderly gentleman or woman could use a cushion or a seat that would raise them up a little bit to be able to be at the same level as the rest of us. Why not? Why shouldn't an elderly person get the same attention and devices that infants and toddlers get so they can be at the same level at the table as the rest of us? Why not? I had never heard of such a thing as a senior booster in restaurants, but hey, maybe I'm just not aware. So when I got home, my curiosity took over and I did some research. It turns out that high chairs and booster seats for infants, toddlers, and children have to meet certain regulatory requirements for safety and quality reasons. These include stability and structural integrity, safety straps and restraints, various materials and construction requirements, height and size requirements, cleaning and maintenance requirements, warning labels and instructions, as well as compliance with standards. Now, while booster seats for children are quite common in restaurants, booster seats specifically designed for the elderly are less common, but do exist. These seats are typically referred to as booster cushions or seat cushions for seniors. They serve a similar purpose to booster seats for children by providing additional height and support, making it easier for elderly individuals to sit comfortably at a table. I was surprised when I went to Amazon online and searched for booster seats for adults and found that there were as many as 100 different options available for sale. Booster seats for elderly come in various designs and materials. Some are foam cushions that can be placed on top of existing chairs, while others are more structured and may have handles or straps for stability. The design often emphasizes comfort and support with features like contoured shapes and padding. Holy cow, where have I been? Apparently, you can purchase a lightweight and portable booster seat and bring it with you to a restaurant. Overall, booster seats for the elderly can be a valuable addition to restaurants that prioritize inclusivity and accessibility. They offer a simple yet effective solution to help seniors dine out comfortably and independently. There are several companies that produce such booster seats, including Drive, DeVille Healthcare, Pride Mobility Products, Golden Technologies, Stander, and AliMed. What I've learned from this experience is that it is just as important to have an age-friendly restaurant as a child-friendly restaurant. I've also learned that there are such assists as a booster seat or cushion for the elderly. And I've learned that not only should restaurants have them available, but also that an elderly person can purchase a portable one on Amazon or elsewhere and bring it with them to any restaurant they frequent. Thank you, Bruce, for opening my eyes to the need for booster seats for some of our seniors in restaurants and for the availability of booster seats and cushions for the elderly.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.